every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
We've spent over 10 years on air, shaping a generation of action motorsports, and now we're changing the game again. The best motorsports, the best action sports, and the best of pop culture with some epic guests thrown in. I am Jim Beaver, and this is the Gentle Tire Jim Beaver Show with Good Times by Kawasaki. Hold on tight, the misadventure is just getting started. What up, what up, what up? Welcome to another General Tire, a Jim Beaver Show powered by Vision Wheel. And today we're going to get a good friend of mine on the air, somebody that I actually sponsor. Her name's Kyla DeRosiers, sponsor with my Misadventure Life clothing brand. If you haven't headed over there yet, hit them up, misadventure-life.com. But yeah, she is a professional jet ski racer, overlander, snowboarder, does a little bit of skateboarding, races motocross, and on top of that, she's got a company called Jet Pump Fit, where she trains professional jet ski racers in the gym. So wears a lot of hats all over the place, much like myself. So sums up misadventure pretty well. So we got Kyla on the show, better part of the show. I think this thing's probably going to go well over the time limit, which means that you're going to have to head over to YouTube and check it out over there to get the full lowdown on all things Kyla. But yeah, awesome guest today. Really looking forward to this interview. Sure, I'm going to learn a lot. And yeah, so man, big month of May is kicking off. We've got the Indianapolis 500 and the month of May. Not on site at Indianapolis Motor Speedway this year. Kind of a bummer. I haven't actually been since COVID. So I think I need to change that next year. Man, we used to do some banger radio shows for the entire month there at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Absolutely loved going out there. So need to change that up. Need to get back there sometime soon, I think. But, yeah, and I've also got my big Mach-E rally project with Ford. Hopefully we get a chance to talk about that today because that build is going to be called Livewire, and it's going to debut at the Electrify Expo in Los Angeles in June. Yes, another car build, another project. You know me, glutton for punishment, but we have fun with it. And, yeah, name the car after an obscure female superhero once again. Anyways, we're going to take a short commercial break. Come back. We got Kyla DeRosiers right here on the Gentle Tire Jim Beaver Show, powered by Vision Wheel.
Making the most of every moment can be demanding, which is why at Gentle Tire, we think you should demand more from your tires. For more than a century, we've made great all-around tires that always deliver the right combination of performance, durability, style, and value. Whether you're looking at the ultra-high-performance summer tires for your street rod or the best-in-class all-weather tire for your family crossover, Gentle Tire delivers for those who demand more from their tires. Find your fit at GentleTire.com. Gentle Tire, the official tire of the Jim Beaver Show.
When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or @visionwheel on social media to learn more.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing, so why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90-degree flood to a 15-degree spot based on your vehicle's speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash-mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode, beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
General Tire offers a wide variety of options that are designed to deliver for whatever life brings your way. Whether you have a truck, car, or SUV, General Tire delivers for whatever you drive. From the long-lasting all-season Altimax RT43 to the aggressive all-terrain Grabber ATX, General Tire covers on-road performance, off-road capability, and durability. General Tire delivers. For more information, drive over to GeneralTire.com. General Tire, official tire of the Jim Beaver Show. When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing, so why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90-degree flood to a 15-degree spot based on your vehicle's speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash-mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode, beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
Like what you're hearing? Do us a favor and head over to Apple Podcasts and rate, review, and subscribe to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Good Times by Kawasaki and never miss another show. Welcome to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show, powered by Vision Wheel. I'd like to welcome my good friend, Kyla DeRosiers, to the show. Man, this is one I wanted to do since we kind of started working together, but this is going to be fun because we're going to go all over the place today. Talking fitness, moto, snowboarding, jet skiing, obviously. So we're going to be all over the place.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I guess going back to the start, I just get to open with this. Cause it's funny. Cause you and I talk social media and stuff like that a lot. I laugh because your social handle, how long have you had off-roading Kai? Cause I'm like, I know you go, like you still overland, you do that, but I'm like, this goes back to like your family history, because I'm like, most of the stuff people now see, you're like jet skis, fitness, moto, and it's like off-roading Kai. So how deep does that username go?
Probably over 10 years now. My dad growing up had a built 99 Tacoma four-wheel drive long travel V6 supercharged beautiful blue truck that I fell in love with at like 15-16 years old and would steal in the middle of the night. Sorry, Dad. And I would take it off-roading and then wash it at like the coin wash and then bring it back home, and my dad would be like the next day, you know, the truck looks really shiny, it looks great, get whatever you did, good job, but don't do it again. And I was like, how'd you know? He's like, he took one of my hair, like one of my hairs from the floor, and put it over the keyhole in the truck and said, I'll put one of your hairs over it. And it was gone the next day. And the truck was extra clean. So I know what you did. Don't do it again. And I was like, uh-oh. Okay, definitely did it again. Didn't always bring it back clean, so... definitely got in trouble for that multiple times as a kid. And then my dad sold it out from under me one day. I was in my cheer uniform, got all my stuff ready to go, and I'm going to the car and it's gone. And I'm like, what the heck? What the heck? Where's my truck? You know, as like every 15-year-old girl thinks everything is theirs that's been given to them. It wasn't mine. So he sold it out from under me. And didn't even give me a chance to earn it or buy it or anything. So I was like, screw you, Dad. I'm going to build my next truck. And I did. I bought a 2005 Toyota Tacoma two-wheel drive, like so many regrets, with 200,000 miles on it. and beat it into the ground, blew a couple motor mounts, 6 batteries, 4 alternators, like transmission, drive shafts. We replaced everything on that truck except for the block and the frame and the cab. So yeah, beat that thing up, and I still have it, unfortunately. And yeah, that truck really got me into off-roading on my own, going through college and doing that. And then COVID hit, got laid off both my jobs. So at night, my buddies and I would take our trucks out into the desert, miles and miles away. We'd drive like 2 hours just to go drive for 5 hours and then come back and go to work the next day. It was crazy. And we'd beat the crap out of our trucks, or we'd drive until someone got stuck or broke something. Then we'd fix it and go home. It was great. There was like 10 of us and we all had Toyotas and it was so fun. And they started calling me Off-Roading Kai. And I was like, all right, whatever. That's kind of cool. Way cooler than what they called me in high school, which was Wiz Khalifa, you're picking up what I'm throwing down. So I was like, well, this is like the coolest nickname they've ever given me. So I changed my Instagram to it like that day. And yeah, I guess it hasn't been 10 years, but it feels like it. But that's where it came from. And, you know, after starting my company, Jet Pump Fit, I decided it's time for a new truck. I blew the transmission for a second time in that old blue truck. And I went to the Toyota dealership and asked for a unicorn. And they gave me something pretty damn close. So I am so stoked to have a 2021 four-wheel drive, long bed, four-door Tacoma in my name. And I'm going to mod it out correctly this time. I'm going to use all of these sponsors down here and try and talk to them and see if they want to get on board with this build, because big things are coming and we're not buying Amazon parts anymore. We're doing it right the first time, and it's going to be sick, and it's going to be the perfect mix of a pre-runner overland build. And I'm so stoked to take it to jet ski races and wherever I want.
Did you have, so you said Amazon parts, I got to ask, cause I love the Amazon light bars, because they turn into aquariums after the first car wash. Like, they fill up with water. Did you have any of the aquarium LED light bars?
You know, my buddies, I call them my brothers, and they never let me buy any light bars. They said, okay, we can't do that. That's not our thing. And so yeah, they only let me get pods, but they were like Amazon pods.
Okay.
Mystery brands, nothing like the badass Bajas or Rigid. So it would get pretty messed up pretty quick and fall apart very fast. But they worked for the time being. And I was in college and everything, so I had like no budget for this truck, just spending every paycheck to put something sick on it every other week. It was crazy.
I remember I was that way. Like, when I got my first Ranger, it was the same thing. Worked all summer long. We're talking mid-90s at this point. I'm aging myself because I'm 44, but I had an 87 Ford Ranger and was just stone stock. Didn't have air conditioning, didn't have anything. So live in Parker, it's 120 degrees in the summer, right? You would think if you save up money, the first thing you would do is probably fix the air conditioning. No, the whole time I owned it, it never had air conditioning. But we saved up for 410 gears, limited slip. At that point in time, a pro comp lift. Like, I put lights, roll bars, Mastercraft seats. Like, I had everything in the thing. Had no air conditioning. Had this crazy killer stereo in there. Like, completely modded the thing out. No air conditioning. But I could beat the crap out of it.
And you lived in Arizona?
Yeah. No air conditioning. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, crazy. My dad bought it from a guy and had a blown transmission, put a junkyard transmission in it and said, here you go. Here's a truck. If you want air conditioning, pay for it yourself. So I paid for everything but air conditioning on that truck. And when we sold it, never had air conditioning.
Brutal.
It was like a sauna in the summer, especially like get out of the river. The truck's 120 in there and it's just, you're wet. It like literally turned into a sauna.
Yeah, my second blue truck was like that too, only every time you hit a nice pothole or some kind of big bump, it would turn on magically for like 5 minutes and you're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing.
You crap out again and you're like, what?
Yeah, so once a year, maybe twice a year, I'd get like 5 minutes of ice cold AC and then it would be gone again forever.
So yeah. How did you go from, you know, growing up in the off-road industry? Obviously, your dad had a, well, I mean, he's been around off-road. How did you get into jet ski racing? That's my question. Like, how did you go from off-roading Kai to jet ski Kai? Because that's what everybody knows you from now. Like,
yeah, so my uncle, everyone's got that funky uncle that helps them with stuff, and mine would help me fix my dirt bike when my dad was like, nah, figure it out. I would take it to Uncle Jason. Jason Trist of ADD Racing is the reason I got into stand-up jet skis. I blew a brake line on that blue truck one time and playing bumper cars all the way down the mountain and then through the city with my buddies, like trying to make sure I made it back okay. I took it to Jason's house in the middle of the night and we stayed up all night, fixed the brake line. The next day I was super pissed off and he's like, let's go ride jet skis. You're going to like this. And if you try just a little bit, you might be good at it. And I was like, all right, yeah, whatever. Sure. I'll give it a try. And I went out there and stood right up on a 550 and was turning laps, falling everywhere, but just having a great time. And I loved it. I was like, this is sick. I want one. This is so cool. So he ended up building me my first jet ski and making sure that it ran correctly and signed me up for my first race in Parker.
Okay.
3.5 years ago, maybe 4 years ago now.
Okay.
And it was so fun. I was falling in every turn, no sponsons. No clue of which way we were even going, but I had a blast and everyone was so fun and inviting. And Jason was like on the start going like, you got this, you can do it. And I'm like, all right, sure. Yeah, I'll give it a shot. Bye, let's go. And I did it. Got dead last, but I was so stoked on it all. And that's what really sparked the flame was Jason Trist. Built me a ski, sponsored me off the bat, helped me get across the starting line, and yeah, really, really got me bit by the jet ski bug. So many poor financial decisions later, here I am.
Well, speaking of poor financial decisions, we got to take a short commercial break because, hey, yes, that's a financial decision on my part to keep in business. But we got a lot more from Kyla when we return here to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show, powered by Vision Wheel.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Like what you're hearing? Do us a favor and head over to Apple Podcasts and rate, review, and subscribe to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Good Times by Kawasaki and never miss another show. Welcome back to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show, powered by Vision Wheel, here with Kyla DeRosiers. And Kyla, before the break, we learned you're rich in experience, not necessarily money. You're rich in experience, life experiences. That's what I say. I'm like, I'm going to go to the grave.
Absolutely.
I got tons of life experience. Now, I swear, jet skis, I don't want to say women have it easier, but my daughter, same way. She weighs nothing, just like you. She got on my SXR and just takes off. And she's like, I thought you said this was hard, Dad. You know, and she obviously the turns were a little bit tough, but it's like me as a guy, like it's struggle bus to figure out how to ride one. Like she was just like, you stood up right away and just ripped out of there. And I'm like, what in the world happened? Like she went down, tried doing a turn, she fell, she came back. She goes, I thought you said this was hard. I'm like, really, kid?
Yeah, no, it's definitely difficult. And it's 100% the most physically demanding sport I've ever done in my whole life. And that is what has inspired me to start training off the water to help me on the ski. Because before, when I was just like riding, because everyone says, oh, you can't train off the ski. Oh, the only way to train for jet skis is to ride them. I'm like, well, there's no lakes near me. The ocean is really gnarly and only accessible through like Oceanside Harbor with a group, you know, and so without being able to practice at Body Beach or a lake of any kind around here, I had to figure something out in the gym because I'm in the gym 5 days a week. Might as well figure something out in there for jet skis. So I started experimenting with like Bosu balls and doing all sorts of balance and core stability work and single leg work. And now when I'm on the jet ski and I get hit by like a wave or rough water, I could hold on with one foot. It's no big deal at all. And it's really changed the way I ride and the way I think about everything now that I am training with a purpose, and that's jet ski racing. So that's why I do what I do and why I've created my company, to help other people who deal with the low back pain that comes from riding a vintage ski for that long, and build the general strength and balance that you need to stay on.
Well, I think it's, I actually tried to come up with a rebuttal and I've got nothing for you, but you were like, you're like riding a stand-up jet ski is literally probably the most intense, hardest thing you can do. And I'm like, I start going through my mind trying to think, and I'm like, you're right. Like I can get, if I go and do 30 minutes on a stand-up ski and ride hard, I mean, and yeah, actually ride fairly hard, my ass is kicked, you know, at the end of the 30 minutes. Like I need to take a breather. And it's like, I've ridden moto, obviously UTVs and off-road, and even trophy trucks. Like that's mentally taxing, physically, not at all. But it's like, I'm just trying to think, like even all the sports, maybe, and I'm saying maybe ice hockey. I could see ice hockey kind of being, but I'm like, it really, like, you're right. Jet skiing is on its own planet.
Yeah, stand-up jet skis.
Stand-up. I don't even call it the other. Sit-downs are just sit-downs. It's not a jet ski.
They are fast. The sit-downs are fast. I'll give them that. But it is a lot harder to balance and stay on a ski at speed when there's no seat. So your whole body is working the entire time. And racing is like a 10 to 12-minute sprint, like a full sprint on the water. So it's pretty intense, and nothing has inspired me to train harder than that little jet ski. I swear.
That's awesome. And crazy is like, you're a glutton for punishment too. You love the vintage stuff.
Yeah, like, the 550s are not easy.
I was like, you sound like one of the new 1500s or a Superjet or something like that. It's like, you know what I mean? It's kind of plush. Like, riding a 550 fast, that's just another level of, I don't know. Like, I'm not good on a 550 at all whatsoever.
Definitely takes practice and tray time, but core stability and balance comes into it so much. So much. It's underrated. And yeah, now I preach it for a living.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Yeah.
So I guess how did everything else you do? Because obviously, you know, you snowboard a lot. I know you said you like grew up snowboarding, skiing. Like, you live this lifestyle where you're, you know, riding moto all the time. Like, you're just into everything. Were you just exposed to all that at a young age, or is something you came into later in life?
Yeah, as I was a kid, I did gymnastics, soccer, swim, volleyball, tennis, everything, junior lifeguards, like everything there is to do in Southern California, and skiing and moto, obviously. But I was just always super duper busy with sports, and I did competitive cheerleading for a long time as well, and learned a lot of life lessons in there. It was crazy. Chicks are crazy. But the sport aspect of it all was awesome. And yeah, as a kid, I mainly loved the independent sports more than the team sports is what I found. Definitely do better on my own, I think, because if I'm the weakest link of the team, and I need to improve, right? but if it's just me and my machine, I can figure that out. I can figure that out immediately. But team sports were not my jam. It was not so fun. So I really fell in love with skiing, snow skiing, and dirt bikes. Dirt bikes were my thing. I rode a stand-up once when I was 14. It was also Jason Triss, old 440. And I was one of like the 8 little girls that was just like ripping it. Kneeling down for every turn, but still like pinning that thing. I was like, this is a water go-kart. This is sick. And he's like, you got to stand up. And I was like, why? And I would, but I had no idea that 5 years later that this would be like my thing.
Yeah.
And something I'd make a business out of later on. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. And I love what I do. It's so cool.
Well, yeah. And how did Jet Pump fit? Like, how was that gateway? Because I mean, how did you, I guess, one, get into fitness, two, like, how did Jet Pump Fit come along? Because that's a story in itself, I think. It's like, you post some good stuff and you call yourself like Marshmallow and all kinds of things. And I'm like, how did this all like get, you know, steamroll into where you're at now?
Yeah, I've always been into fitness. My mom instilled good habits into me when I was little, like helping me with nutrition choices as a kid and just showing me what the right way to eat is. And I'd always share that with my friends, and they're like, nah, we're going to McDonald's, you're weird. And I'm like, nah, this is the way. That's gross. Never eaten at McDonald's to this day, never will. But besides from like nutrition as a child, fitness really became a thing for me after high school, when it was like on me. Now, I wasn't on any team sports, no one's telling me to go do this, so I just started going to the gym, doing whatever I want. Had no direction and didn't know what I was doing. Just went and ADHD'd everywhere, all over the gym, every day. And I learned a lot from that. I learned that you need a plan. One, you definitely need a plan. You can't just go in there and wing it. And two, you gotta have a goal. You can't just go in there every day and like, I'm good. I'm out. What's the point? Because it's not sustainable. So after I got into racing jet skis, I realized that my fitness was not where it needed to be for someone who went to the gym 4 or 5 days a week. Like, what was I even doing in there? I didn't even know. So I started training with purpose.
Have you heard a line from Sydney Sweeney uses it in that movie where they go to Australia? when the one guy, she goes, "Your hot girl fit." Like, it was a guy that was ripped, but he had like no stamina and nothing. He goes, like, and it was just funny because that stuck. She called the guy hot girl fit. And she's like, yes. Yeah, you look good, but there's like no substance there.
I had a moment like that with a physical therapist, because a week before I did my first jet ski race, I tore my meniscus riding dirt bikes at the track. I was at Paula, and I was in a corner, and I hit the braking bumps, and two guys came on each side of me and clipped my handlebars, and my wheel buckled, and I went over, went flying, and they shut the whole thing down, and I'm just sitting there holding my knee like, I think my leg's broken. I'm like, I got a jet ski race next weekend. Uh-oh. And it was a torn meniscus. I was totally fine. Kickstarted my bike, went back, and I was like, oh, man, what did I do? Fast forward a couple months later, I'm at the physical therapist's office, and she's having me do some grandma movements. And I'm like, look, lady, and I show her a pistol squat, which is a single leg squat all the way down. And she's like, oh, really? Okay. All right. So she started giving me some real workouts and kicked my butt, and then tells me, you know, you look like you're in shape, but you're really not. And I'm like, oh, damn. Okay. She's like, you look strong, but you're really not. I'm like, oh, yeah, you're right. Oh, shoot. So that was my moment. Hot girl fit. Yeah, but by a doctor. So I was like, oh, man. Uh-oh, I got to do something about that. So that's when I started researching about personal training and everything like that. And I ended up getting a fourth job at the time at a gym, because I wanted to be close to the personal trainers. I wanted them to train me for free. So I ended up just working the front desk at 4 a.m. every single day, all week long. And then I'd work my bartending job at night. And I was working four jobs every single day that I wasn't racing to pay for it.
Oh, boy. I got to pause this. I don't want to, but I got to pause this.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Kohl's Black Friday deals are dropping early. You can save up to 50% throughout the store all weekend. Yep, call it what you want. Manifestation, luck, fate. The point is, it's happening. Plus, you'll earn $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent on Friday. Shop early Black Friday deals at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. And thank the universe later. Select styles, up to 50% off valid November 7th through 9th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This Veterans Day, we honor the brave individuals who have served in our nation's military. Upon returning home, many may face service-connected health challenges. ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease, is an incurable neurodegenerative disease affecting the nerve cells in the brain and spinal cord and can cause people to lose the ability to move, speak, swallow, and eat on their own. Veterans are twice as likely than those who haven't served in the military to develop this disease. U.S. Army veteran Ed lives with ALS.
Living with ALS isn't easy, but the discipline and grit I gained during my time in the military have carried me through. My experience has shown me how important it is to talk openly about the disease so others can truly understand. I hope my story inspires more veterans with ALS to join the Share Your Story community.
To hear more stories from people living with ALS and to learn more about the opportunity to share your story, visit shareyouralsstory.com/radio. This message is sponsored by Mitsubishi Tanabe Pharma America.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Like what you're hearing? Do us a favor and head over to Apple Podcasts and rate, review, and subscribe to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Good Times by Kawasaki and never miss another show. All right, Kyla, we are back here on the General Tire Jim Beaver Show, powered by Vision Wheel. All right, so Kyla, I mean, you were knee-deep in telling a story about your four jobs. We got to jump right back in where we were at.
And after many, many, many moments of thought at 4:30 in the morning, sitting there at the gym going, gosh, this sucks, and I'm making minimum wage, I got to do something with my time here, I started developing workouts with the help of those personal trainers to help me on the jet ski. And as I sat there getting paid minimum wage, I built my business online right there. So shout out 24 Hour Fit. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I wouldn't be where I am today without those dark, dark, dark mornings in my head. It really made me think. Yeah.
That's it. That's interesting, the people that go to the gym at 4:30 in the morning. Like, I'm a 6 a.m. workout guy, but a 4:30 in the morning workout guy, like, no way. That's a different commitment.
I work out at 10 a.m., so I think there's something seriously mentally wrong with these people, or something right. Like, there's something different about them, for sure. They're very driven and maybe slightly insane, but they got to do it, you know? I respect the hustle. If you work a 9-to-5, you have to get your workout in before. You're not doing it after.
That was like even when I was in college working out on my own. It's funny you mention that, because I lifted weights all through high school. I played football, basketball, baseball. Like I you know, and so like you know, you take weights in school, you go off. It's easy when you're in high school lift weights because they make it very accessible.
Yeah.
And then you get out, like my freshman year, I went to college and, you know, obviously quit lifting weights, and then I gained like 35 pounds my freshman year. I was like, oh, this is wrong. Sophomore year, I was like, oh, Jim's got to start working out. So I go and get a gym membership, and then you're on your own. It's this weird thing where in your high school, it's very easy to be fit, work out. But then when you get into college, you're on your own. It's like, that's where that self-discipline comes in. And it's like, to really get fit, start losing weight, like get where you want to be, like it's all on you. And that's a different type of commitment.
I was literally thinking this today when I walked out of the grocery store an hour ago. I was like, wow, okay, best part about being an adult is that you can get whatever you want from the grocery store. You can buy the ice cream, you can get the snacks, you can get the candy, you can get it all. But I chose healthy food that is going to fuel me for my workouts and my work. And I told Jeremy on the phone an hour ago, I was like, I'm so thankful that I have these thoughts in my head that are telling me to make the right choice, so that I can tell my clients to make the right choice and know that I'm living by my word with that too. So it's cool. It's really, really cool to be able to cognitively make the right choice and crave those healthy foods, because that's just what you're used to. You make it a habit, that's all you're going to want.
Yeah. Well, and it's like, it gets interesting because I start looking at recipes, things like that. It's like, how do you keep what you were doing before, but do it in a healthy way? Because a lot of people think, oh, healthy food's bland, you're starving yourself. Like, you're not. It's like, you get just really creative with seasonings and flavorings, and make sure it's not loaded with sugar and crap like that. But it's like, to me, it's almost been a challenge. Like, how good can I make this where it's still healthy?
Right. Definitely. Yeah. You have to have a good amount of seasonings. Like, I could cook chicken 20 different ways.
Yeah.
And I love it. But I also can't eat the same thing every day. I cannot do chicken, rice, and broccoli every single day. My boyfriend can. He's stoked on it.
I totally can.
Oh, I cannot. I have to have like sushi and ice cream and a balance. I must have a balance. So I preach a lot of sustainability with eating and making sure that just like at least 80% of what you eat is good food, clean food, whole foods, non-processed junk. And you'll feel better. You'll feel so much better. Have more energy, not reach for the second cup of coffee at 3 p.m., you know? It's definitely a better way to live.
Oh, I completely agree. So I want to talk a little bit about, you and I talk a lot of social media off air, things like that. But it's like, you know, once you decided, hey, I'm going to start this program, like to me, this is interesting. Everybody has an idea. They want to be an entrepreneur. They want to start a business. They want to do something, but it's so hard, you know, and a lot of people do it and they'll do it for like a week or two. Oh, this sucks. Nothing happened. I'm out. You know, it's like, how did that go? Because I'm like, all of a sudden people know you and these are friends, things like that, you know, from jet skiing. And all of a sudden, hey, by the way, I want to pay me to train you. Like, yeah. How does that conversation go? And then putting it out there on social media, that's got to be tough the first time you do it. Like, hey, I'm Kyla. You've known me for years doing this. I'm doing this now. Like, I don't know. To me, there's a little bit of humbling that comes along with it, at least in my certain, like I've been humbled so many times in my career. And, you know, and push through. But how was that for you in making that switch?
Yeah, definitely was a switch of gears, because everything I was posting before I started my company was just like more of like, hey, look at this. Look what I'm doing. I'm over here. I'm over there. You can't keep up with me. Like, I'm snowboarding today. I'm jet skiing tomorrow. And there's no rhyme or reason to any of it. And nobody knew what I was doing for a living, because I would never post that I was a bartender, because there's stigma with it. Even though I was working the high-end parties where like the $50,000 weddings, the corporate events with like hundreds of people and putting little stencils on drinks and stuff and just doing the most for that line of work that I've been in for like 5 years, I wanted out of it so bad. And that meant like facing those little fears of like, oh, what's everyone going to think? I'm starting a business. They're just going to think it's going to fail. And it's not going to. Because I have mentors and help and a good support system, like my dog and my boyfriend and my mom and dad and people who are rooting for me to keep going and pushing and post as much as I can about this, because it aligns so much with my life. It went from like, hey, look, I'm over here, I'm over there, to I'm training to go here and there. And everywhere. You should too. So it was really a natural switch from 100% organic content to 10-20% fitness related, and then 80-90% lifestyle, which was what I was already doing anyway. So it was a really smooth transition. If you can find a niche that no one else is doing, like, what? Fitness for jet skis? You've never heard of that. I got lucky with that one. But if you can find your two favorite things and put them together and help people and have it make you money, dude, there's nothing more you can ask for in life. Like, I got so blessed and so lucky to have the people in my life at the time when I was starting this to just really push me through those first couple months, because you know, everyone says when you start a business, you think you're going to need a certain amount of money, but then times that by three, right? Yeah. You're going to need more. But it didn't take a lot of money to start this up. It took time, and time is money. So I went from four jobs to two and my business. So I guess it's still three, but I was able to go from four part-time jobs to two on-call jobs and pay my bills. So, and have the freedom to travel. So this has been a dream come true, and I love it. I love it so much. My clients are so rad. It's so cool.
Now you have graduated into, Jason Ellis told me this when we were talking one time on, I don't know if it was his show or my show, but now you've officially graduated into what Jason Ellis calls a no job job. Yeah. You have a job, but it's not like you have a job, because one, you enjoy it, and two, you're your own boss. So if you want to go to Parker and ride jet skis or Avesy, you just go. It's a no job. Somehow you figure out how to get paid doing it. And props to you, because there's only a few of us that ever get there.
Right. And the thing about my job is I'm always on. So I'm always available to my clients. So I'll get texts in the middle of the night or early in the morning or at dinner or stuff. And I pride myself on replying fast and being there for them, while also doing whatever I'm doing, riding jet skis or anything. So it's been really, really fun to blend it together, and it doesn't feel like a job. So I love it. There's no clock in, but there's lock in. There's lock in times, no clock in times.
I will tell you this, and this is the one thing I learned, and I only learned it probably 3 years ago, because I was on 365 days a year, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, locked in. So I've learned every year for 1 week, I shut everything off. So I'm telling you, when you go to Hawaii, I don't want texts in June. I you shut your crap off and enjoy it. Like, that's when I go to Hawaii, it's off. When I go to the beach for every summer for a week, like, I fair warn all my partners, all my sponsors, don't bother me. I'm gone for a week.
Wow. Just go D&D. Oh man.
It's rough, but I'm telling you, but the thing
that's, that's when legit.
When you come back, you're going to be so amped. Like, I want to get to work. I want to slay stuff. I want to catch up with everybody. I want to see how they're doing.
Yeah.
So it's one of those, like, it recharges me when I do that for 1 week every single summer. And
definitely.
I would time, but I give everybody like a month's notice. Hey, by the way, I'm going dark for a week. Be prepared.
So, that's a good idea. I'll probably do that. That sounds awesome. It's
probably one of the healthiest things you can do.
Absolutely.
And you think, the sky's going to fall, the world's going to burn. It doesn't.
Yeah, no, not at all. The weekends, I'm not like on 100%. I am just available. So shutting it off would be definitely doable. But right now, I'd say most of my clients are on like a 3 to 5 day workout plan. Only a couple of them have Saturdays. But I technically don't have a lot of things to talk to them about on the weekends, or they typically don't have any questions on the weekends. So weekends are good. So yeah,
you challenge me, I'm challenging you.
Okay, all right, I'll do it. And Jeremy has to do it too.
No, you gotta get him on board with it too. Both of you do it together, and then you guys are like, it'll be awesome.
Not the first time we've heard that either. We go to these business conferences for online fitness coaches, and they help us a lot with our systems and processes to make everything seamless. And they said that too. They're like, you need to have like a D&D week. And it's hard when you're building a company, when you're building a business, a brand, everything is on. But in reality, we can schedule the posts, we can schedule the people, everything's manageable. And
Leaning up to the week where you shut it off. And that's what, like, literally the week before, I'm working like triple time, getting everything lined up. Everybody knows I've got sometimes double the calls, but then I shut it off for a week. But then when I come back, I'm amped. Like, it's just like, I can't wait to get back to work.
That's a recharge week.
You know,
that's awesome.
And I'm still filming like social media and stuff when I'm shut off for a week. You know what I mean? But it's like, it's just, and I'm posting because I enjoy that, but it's not, you know what I mean? It's not really, you know, to me, that's not work. That's just fun.
Right. But in theory, you could schedule all those posts and all of that to really have a hands-off week.
Yeah.
Sure.
So another question, just because that's how these shows go. We just go all over the place. But we're talking business for a second. So it's funny because I tell this story and I want to know your story. So when I started, like, because people see now and they're like, oh, Jim's got this car with Ford. Jim's got all these Kawasaki's. Jim's got this. Jim's got that. Jim started with a ton of money. I started with a $29 Walmart headset. Literally, it's in the drawer right next to me. I still kept it. But I'm like, you know what I mean? And people see all this. I'm like, yes, I'm doing quite well and I'm very lucky and fortunate. But I'm like, I started with a $29 Walmart headset and an overdraft in my checking account.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know, where did you start at? Because I know, like, knowing you, there wasn't a ton of money. You were just hustling.
No, definitely paycheck to paycheck. Definitely been on my own since I was 18. I'm 24 now and have a lot more financial security than I've ever had in my life. But I definitely don't have a ton of money in the bank because I'm constantly building, growing, and expanding my brand and my racing career. Because everybody knows racing isn't cheap and sponsors don't cover it all. So yeah, it's definitely a push-pull, constant push-pull.
All right. Well, I'm going to pause that. It's a phenomenal interview, but we got to take a short commercial break and wrap the show up here nationally. You want the rest of this interview, head over to my YouTube channel at JimBeaver15. We got you locked and loaded. Back to wrap things up here on the General Tire Jim Beaver Show, powered by Vision Wheel, after this.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
And we are here to wrap things up on the General Tire Jim Beaver Show, powered by Vision Wheel. Big thanks to Kyla DeRosiers for coming on. You can hit her up at Offroading Kai. If you want to find out more information on her, that interview went all over the place, and I love it when it happens that way. But yes, we are wrapping things up here on the show. Another epic show, and don't forget YouTube at Jim Beaver 15 if you want that full interview. Worth definitely checking out. We went on for another 15, 20 minutes, I think. So, yeah. Big thanks to Misadventure Life, misadventure-life.com. My company, but also clothing company. We're at a ton of events. Make sure and check us out. Grab something off the site, and if you do, much appreciated. Hit me up, and we'll throw it up on social media for you if you do. General Tire, as always, big supporters of the show. Vision Wheel, Rigid Industries. Got some really fun stuff coming with Ford and Kawasaki over the summer, some events, all kinds of good stuff. So, man, things are cranking on all cylinders. And hit me up if you want a guest on the show or if, you know, you're going to be out at an event, you know, you want me to come out to an event, all kinds of good stuff cranking. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm rambling. That must mean it's time to wrap up the show. Didn't even get a chance to talk about this Mach-E rally build, the live wire that I'm building, but that'll have to wait for another show. where am I at next? I think I'm going to be at Overland Expo. So if any of you are out there, make sure and hit me up. And then I'll be at Run What You Brung Jet Ski Regatta. And then a new event in Prescott we're putting on as well. So lots of cool stuff coming your way. And I'm going to tap out. I'm going to sign off. And, man, you guys have a great weekend. See you next time here on the Gentle Tire Jim Beaver Show, powered by Vision Wheel. See you on the flip.